Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, October 15th. What's on your plate for lunch today? A salad? Some fruit? Since the pandemic began, many of us are eating healthier, or at least trying to. And all those additional leafy greens and berries on your plate have to come from somewhere, preferably somewhere that reduces long-distance food miles and maybe improves the taste over those deadly, dull, hothouse tomatoes. Our voracious appetite for fresh produce is fueling big growth in a hot new industry, vertical farming. On Monday, Driscoll's, America's biggest strawberry provider, said it will start growing some of its strawberries in an indoor vertical farm. That farm is run by San Francisco ag tech company Plenty Unlimited. Driscoll's new huge greenhouse will be in Laramie, Wyoming, hardly the nation's strawberry capital. Anticipating consumers' possible objections, Driscoll says strawberries grown vertically without dirt or fresh air are just as tasty, perhaps tastier, than those grown on its California farms. Founded in 2014, Plenty Unlimited began growing mountains of leafy greens in a San Francisco vertical greenhouse last year. It now supplies leafy greens to hundreds of Safeway and Albertsons grocery stores in California. If you were to walk into its high-tech greenhouse, you'd look up and up and up at endless walls of kale, arugula, lettuce, and Mizuno mix. The company is green in more ways than one. They say they use no GMOs and no pesticides. Because they don't spray for bugs, Plenty makes the startling claim that you don't even need to wash their produce. And like other vertical farms, Plenty claims to use a tiny fraction of land and water compared to traditional farming, about 1% of land and less than 5% of water. Most vertical farms launched with greens, which grow well hydroponically and aeroponically, not to mention they take less space than, say, tomatoes and strawberries. Moreover, local greens are popular. They're also delicate, which makes them great candidates for one of the purported benefits offered by high-tech indoor farms. That is, if you can use controlled indoor conditions, including LED lights, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and recycled water to grow food on a large scale, you can put these greenhouses anywhere, weather be damned. And if you can grow strawberries in frozen Laramie, Wyoming year-round, you can shrink food miles. The average plate of food travels 1,500 miles before it winds up on our table. Shrinking those food miles is good for the environment. It's also good for most produce. It's great for greens. But now that vertical greens have been proven, it's time to expand into other fruits and vegetables, which brings us back to Driscoll's, the strawberry giant. It supplies a third of all strawberries in America, and it's making a big investment in Plenty, the Financial Times reports. That high-profile deal is only one of a flurry of investments, signaling the news that high-tech indoor farming is here to stay. Recently, Revel Greens, a Minnesota startup, raised almost $70 million, growing its total investment to $200 million. Using rainwater and snowmelt, the company grows lettuce in mammoth greenhouses in California, Texas, and of course at home in Minnesota. With its new money, Revel Greens plans to expand its Texas footprint, according to the Star Tribune newspaper. Also last month, indoor greenhouse business App Harvest announced that it's going public at a valuation of $1 billion. It's less than 3 years old. Now a certified B Corp, App Harvest recently opened a 60-acre greenhouse in Moorhead, Kentucky. That makes it one of the largest indoor greenhouses in the world, the company claims. Led by founder and CEO Jonathan Webb, App Harvest is growing tomatoes and cucumbers. The first harvest is expected next year. The vegetables are irrigated by rainwater collected in a 10-acre pond. The water gets reused in a closed-loop system. Webb modeled the business after a Dutch system said to grow 30 times more produce in a single indoor acre than farmers can grow on one outdoor acre. AppHarvest's various promises, from growing food within a day's drive of much of the country to bringing jobs to Appalachia, have attracted both investors and high-profile board members, including one Martha Stewart. You may have heard of her. But don't expect AppHarvest to take its fragile produce on a roadshow in order to go public. AppHarvest is merging with financial firm Novus Capital to do a SPAC, a special purpose acquisition company, or a shell designed to go public in a non-traditional way. When it does, AppHarvest will raise $500 million in proceeds, money the company will use to expand its greenhouse capacity. As much potential as these startups appear to have, their footprints are still minuscule compared to the factory farms that dominate American agriculture. For its part, Driscoll's is downplaying any threats to outdoor farmers from its Plenty Unlimited agreement. Driscoll says indoor strawberries won't replace any of the business they do with California farmers. The Wyoming strawberries will simply go to locations that aren't easily accessible now. And added capacity will just help to satisfy America's growing demand for more and more fresh produce, grown closer to home, sustainably. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.